Okay, let's just start a little. So Sif Gimel, the kids that talks about Eina Chanasim and Leib Chamam Hifnei Acham Leib Cham Perek Sham. So the Magen Avram brings down on this halacha the Rambam in Hilchos Tfila Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Ches, which says Asa Likanes Ba Ela Dvar Mitzvah. The Rambam holds you're allowed to go into a shul for one reason, for Dvar Mitzvah. So if I can only go in for a Dvar Mitzvah, obviously to go in for protection from the sun or the rain is not allowed. Mishabura, over here by Mipnei Achama, he says it doesn't help to go in and sit down and read a Pasuk or learn a Mishnah. Just a Chaprai and a Pasuk or a Mishnah. That doesn't help over here. We'll see later on when it does help, but for Mipnei Achama, Mipnei Gshamim, it doesn't work. The Aruch HaShulchan, Rach Shulchan argues, Rach Shulchan in Kufnun Alf Sevdalet, says, V'nira d'b'chai gavnum mutta gam likonis mipnei achama vatsina, oi mipnei kshamim, af shenira shenichnas mipnei zeh, even though it's nira, everyone sees that the reason why the guy's running in there is because of the rain or because it's cold outside. Mikom makim, kimen shaloi mi pasik oi halacha, loi minka kokach, it makes it less minker, and that's enough. So Rach Shulchan holds that it's mutter. The Sharitzin plays with this a little and to explain why he held that it's usser. But lemaisa, you have the Aruch HaShulchan to be samechan if one needs to do it. In the Sefer Tzedakah Mishpat for Rabloi writes that this din of not going into the Beis Knesset Pnei Achama Pnei Agshamim, it's before in the Paiskim. It's not because of COVID basic knesses. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. It's before the Paiskim that it's because of COVID basic knesses. There's a din COVID that has to be given to the basic knesses, and it's not COVID for the basic knesses. They use it as a shelter. Aval ein is the hanor mitzad kedusha's basic knesses. Now, one could have thought the pshat is that since there's a kedusha to the basic knesses, it's also the nehenna from the basic knesses. It says, no. So before the Bais, it's not alta isra hanof from kedusha's basic knesses. It's alta din of it's alta halacha of covered basic knesses. So now, what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is, can I use the shade? I'm not going to go in the basic knesses, but I'm going to stand outside under the roof that comes from the basic knesses. Or I want to lean on the basic knesses' wall, which is considered a hana. We find by the heichal. The Gemara in Pesachim says that by the heichal, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to be in the hana from the shade of the heichal. But over here where it's not an isra hana, therefore be mutter to stand in the shade of the basic knesses from the outside, that would be mutter, or to stand underneath the roof because of the rain, and similarly also be mutter to lean on the walls inside or outside, and that's not called minahena there's no isa enough from the basic nests. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, however, if let's say I was outside learning, I was sitting out on the lawn and I was learning in the front lawn of the shul. Now it starts to rain and I want to go inside, that's mutter. Because then it's not nicker that you're doing it because of the rain. It's just you're learning, you're doing it because you want to learn. Even though the reason why you're going in is because of the rain, because you would rather learn outside, but that's not a problem. Then it's mutter to go in order that the rain shouldn't bother you. What happens if my friend's learning inside the Beis Medrash and I want to go in to call him out? His wife's waiting for him outside. His wife comes to the door, she says, I need to speak to my husband. Or again, we're not talking about an emergency. But she wants to get her husband or if someone has a phone call, so you need to call him out to take the phone call. So over here, the Kitza says that there's one of a few eights. One eight is to go in, read some psukim or a mishnah or say some kind of tefillah and then call him out. First do that, then call him out. If you can't do that, try to listen to someone else who's learning and hear something from the other person. If you can't do that, then at least sit there sometime. Why? Ki gam ha-yeshiva bahem hi mitzvah. Sitting in a basic Knesset is also a mitzvah. Va'achakach yikros chaveri, which the Mishnah Berurah says madgish there, that don't be makdim to call him and then sit down to learn. First sit down and learn something, or sit there a few seconds, a few minutes, then go and call him out. Now this, that I use the word sitting down, is the Lashon of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, which is the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, which seems that you should sit. However, the Bach writes that you do not need to sit. Even if you're just standing in the basic Knesset, it's already a mitzvah to be in the basic Knesset. So you don't have to sit, you can just stand, and that's enough. The Ikar is that you have in the shame mitzvahs, yeshiva's basic Knesset. And that's where the Kaf Chaim also brings it down. You don't have to stand, you don't have to sit, you can even be standing in the basic Knesset.
You have to stop, or you're moving as
what do you say?
Do you have to stop, or even moving through is also a mitzvah?
Lama usually needs to stop, but I think if the svar is that it makes it less nicker that you're going in just to call him, so then you should stop.
Rabbi,
I might have missed it. Are we talking about a base medrash kavua, or even if something they shtel devek for a time being?
We're talking about even if you shtel devek for the time being.
So if it's a learning group and they're sitting by a bench every single day,
that's not a basic kinesis.
It has to be a structure.
Yeah, it has to be set up like a basic kinesis or a base medrash.
And Rabbi, the sitting in a base medrash, is it like it's a mitzvah because you might end up learning, or it's just stam the fact that there are people there, it's covered base medrash that it's a mitzvah. Where's that coming from that it's a mitzvah?
Shlomi, can you please bring me a Pirkei Avos or a sitter that has Pirkei Avos, please. There's a Mishnah. I mean, the city.
I have it in front of me. I have one.
I think it's in the fifth parak, but I don't remember what came. I have to see inside. But if I remember correctly, there's a Mishnah office that says in the first that sitting in a basic Knesset, even though you're not learning, is also an Indian. And the first moment they say, how it's a mitzvah. It says, Arba, what does it say here? Arba, let me see.
That can say that that's just him going there. It's not him sitting in the base medrash, no?
Right, okay. I thought on the Mishnah says something about that. But the kids, I read you the Lashon in the kids, it says the yeshiva alone is already a mitzvah.
Even so does Rashi the Rambam?
You're not talking about hearing other people. What do you say?
What's the svara?
I just want to say that the Rav is right. The Rav, the Bar Tanura, learns over there.
Yeah.
Hoylech lebeis medrash lishmaya ve'einoi shayne.
Ah.
Ve'loi made ve'loi maven. That's the first madrega.
Right.
That's the Bar Tanura.
Or ve'einoi shaymeya. It's in a shayne.
Shayne. He doesn't learn anything. He just goes there.
Uh-huh.
Lishmaya ve'einoi shayne. He actually doesn't open a safer. He goes, whatever. Ve'loi made ve'loi maven. He does, he reads Zayar. I don't know.
So what's the svar for that? That's what I was asking. In other words,
to go to a basic Knesset. Okay, I'll look into it.
So if I could ask, what's the sign the Rambam?
Yeah.
The Rambam that says, you start off the shir with the Rambam that says that you can't go to without doing a mitzvah.
Right.
So if it's a mitzvah to go in, then you're a man of shach always doing a mitzvah.
Okay. Well, you have to have kavanah for that, not to go into because of the rain or the sun.
Why else mitzvah kavana? Why? If you go into something,
that's not your purpose in going in. It's exactly what the Rambam's saying.
Yeah, but if being inside is a mitzvah.
No, your kavana should be not mitzvah kavana. a Kedusha's basic Knesset is you don't go into basic Knesset because you want to protect yourself from rain. You go in for the mitzvah. So he has to be mechav, and that's why I stressed it also, that in all these eitzes, he has to do it first, and he has to be mechav, and he's doing it for the mitzvah. The mitzvah of sitting in the basic Knesset, the mitzvah of learning in the basic Knesset. Then he goes and calls his friend.
Even if he's not learning, the Rav's saying. Even if he's not learning, if he's having in mind that he's sitting in the basement.
The Mishabur sets it up that that's someone who's on the fourth Madrega. If you can't learn, you can't hear someone and all that, then you're right. Okay?
Got it.
Say thank you, sorry, apologize.
Is there a problem with the hallway? Meaning, if I go, a lot of shuls start off with a hallway, then they end, then they spill into the shul.
We're gonna talk about it.
Shlomi, don't forget we're learning.
Rebbe, is the Rav giving the same etzes now that the legislation changed in New York? Is Rebbe also telling people the same thing as Eretz Yisrael, or it's still different?
In terms of shuls, not all the shuls are opening, by the way. I was told today about certain shuls which are not opening, they're staying outside. But the problem in Ramat Eshkol is that it's very hot and it's not a eitzah for us Americans that have a hard time with the heat. So
Rav Nachum is davening tomorrow in the shul, 7:40 minyan in the Ulam Beis HaKnesses.
What do you do? Like, how do you want it?
Just got an email from them about that. The inside. But there are binyanim in the chatzar also.
Okay, is he taking a chayes from my shul also?
No, I didn't say that. I understand. I'm just telling you that Rav Nachum is down.
I'm just saying it's takas and then he's a cheshvan. Each rav has to down up his kila. In Lakewood, there was a very split. The 2 weeks ago, the county said that you could have 10 people, up to 10 people, and not more, in the outside. And even then, there was a split between the Rabbanan, of whether yet or no. Again, New York has its cheshmanis, and Arizona has its cheshmanis.
To a certain degree, because you know that people aren't going to keep people. You know that that's not going to happen.
That is part of the cheshman. That's why we're only going to allow members in, because we know our members are people that will keep the rules.